試験監督者は所定の位置についてください。人文学部英米文化学科英語の試験を始めます。リスニング試験の音量を確認するために最初に30秒間英語の音声を流します。ただしこれはリスニング試験ではありません。音量が小さい場合は手を挙げてください。手が上がっている間は徐々に音量を上げていきます。十分に聞こえると思った時点で上げた手を下ろしてください。
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Northern Lights Outdoor Adventure Training Program. Today's outdoor course is How to Build an Igloo. An igloo is a dome-shaped structure built from blocks of snow. Igloo is an Inuit word. These snow houses were originally made in the cold Arctic regions of the north.Before we actually start building, let me give you a quick overview so that you get an idea of the procedure we will do outside.
これ以降、音量に関する申し出はできません。では、受験番号欄2箇所と指名欄に記入漏れがないよう確認してください。リスニング試験に回答している間は、筆記試験の問題を見てはいけません。問題紙の2ページ目を開いてください。リスニング試験の問題は、パート1、パート2、パート3に分かれています。パート1、これから放送される英文をメモを取りながら聞いてください。続いて、7つ質問があります。答えをそれぞれ選択肢の中から選び、回答欄にマークしてください。パート1は、L1 から L7 までです。では始めます。
Hello everyone. Welcome to English Communication 1. Does everyone have a handout? Today will be a short orientation to the class. So first, let me introduce myself. My name is Melanie Jones and I'm from the United States. I've been living in Japan for 3 years, so I only speak a little Japanese.So please speak to me in English. For the past 3 years, I taught at a university in Tokyo. This is my first year teaching at Hokkai Gakuen, and I'm very happy to be up here in Hokkaido. If you ever have any problems or questions, you see my email. Or visit me at my office in B702 in Building 5. Do you know where that is? Building 5 is the tall building...right behind the library. As you can see, this class meets in classroom A209. That's in building 1, where we are now. I'm glad you found it. Remember that university classes are different than high school classes in that they usually meet once a week for 90 minutes. And the semester is 15 weeks long. We meet every Thursday during third period.From 1 o'clock to 2:30. So, please get used to coming to A209 every Thursday at 1 o'clock. Next, I'll tell you about what we'll do in class. The easiest way to explain that is to review how you will be graded. On your handout, please look at evaluation. 50% of your grade is from discussions.During class, you will participate in small group discussions about newspaper articles that you will read as homework. I will give you some questions to get the discussion started. 25% of your final grade will be from an individual persuasive speech. A persuasive speech is when you try to convince the audience that something should or should not happen. For example,Japan should stop using nuclear energy. This speech will be done individually, and it will be between 2 and 3 minutes long. You will perform these speeches during the last 2 weeks of class. 25% of your grade is speaking homework. This homework involves making 1-minute recordings. Basically, you will talk for 1 minute about anything you want.You will need to go to the call room to record your voice. Then you will save your recording and you will upload your recording to the class website. These will be done for homework, and you will make a total of 10 recordings during the semester. Next week, I will give you the schedule of when each of the 10 recordings are due. Finally, please note that if you are absent more than 5 times, you may not receive credit for taking the course. So, please be careful not to be absent. This is quite a bit of information, but you can see it anytime. Take a look at the class website that you see on the handout. Do you see where it says Orientation and Assignments? All of this information can be downloaded from here. And if I have any announcements, they will appear here. So be sure to check the class website from time to time. Next week only, meet in the call room, Building 4 on the second floor. I will show you how to make the recordings that you need to do for homework. Be sure to bring the information you need to log into the university computer. You received your computer ID and password during freshman orientation. Be sure to bring that. If anyone has already lost their information, go to the Student Computer Center to get a new ID and password. Don't contact me. I can't help you with that. You will need to go to the Student Computer Center. So, once again, next week only, we will meet in the call room. I will show you how to record your 1-minute homework recordings and how to upload them to the website. Any questions? No? Okay, I'm going to put you into groups now, and I'd like you to introduce yourselves to your group members in English, of course.
L1. What did the professor do before coming to Hokkai Gakuen? L2. Where is the professor's office? L3. When does the class meet? L4. During the last 2 weeks of class, what will students do? L5. In total, how many minutes of recording will students do for homework? L6. If a student has lost their university computer information, what should they do? L7. Where will the class meet next week?
Part 2. これから長い会話文が流れます。会話の途中に英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も1回しか見ませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 2は L8 から L14 までです。
Good morning. How can I help you today?
Hi. Let's see. First of all, I need to buy stamps for 20 postcards.
That's 34 cents for each regular size postcard and 47 cents for a large size postcard.
I think they are regular sized. Here they are.
Oh, but these are all going to Japan. The prices I just gave you are for domestic postcards mailed within the U.S. For international postcards, airmail is $1.15 per card.
$1.15, so that's about
$20? $23 in total.
Oh, that's fine. I promised all of my friends in Japan that I would send them a beautiful postcard of the Statue of Liberty.
L8. How much will it cost to send each postcard to Japan? L9. What is true about the postcards?
And the next thing I need to do is to send a few documents to Germany. They're applications to a language program there.
My goodness, so you speak English, Japanese, and German? How impressive.
No. My German isn't very good yet, so I'm applying to study there.
Wonderful. These documents are quite large. The cheapest way to send them would be to fold them and put them in a standard flat rate envelope. It's a cardboard envelope at standard cost.
Oh dear, these documents shouldn't be folded.
In that case, you need to buy a slightly larger envelope. Let's see. These documents should fit in our larger legal flat rate envelope. It's 15 by 9.5 inches long.
That sounds good. I'm worried about the deadline, though. How long would it take for the documents to get there?
They should arrive in 3 to 5 business days.
5 days? Applications close in 1 week. It should be okay.
The rate to Germany is $59.50. Here's your mailing label for the envelope. You'll need to fill it out with the address.
L10. What will the customer mail to Germany? L11. What is the customer worried about?
Okay, but first I have one more item. I have a few small gifts to mail to India. My brother and his family live there.
Wow, you really are international. Again, the easiest way is to buy a standard flat rate box. May I see the gifts?
Sure. They're just a couple of t-shirts and 2 books and a doll for my niece.
Let's see. They'll just fit into our medium-sized box. The standard fee to India is $67.95. The package should arrive in 6 to 10 business days.
That sounds perfect.
Oh, wait a minute. I need to check the weight. For the standard fee, the package can't be heavier than 4 pounds. Uh-oh. Yours weighs 4.5 pounds, so the charge will be $2 extra, $69.95.
I guess the books are a bit heavy. Okay, that will be fine.
So your total for today is $152.45.
$152.45.
Here are 2 mailing labels for this package. In addition to the outside mailing label, you are required to put a completed mailing label inside the box. You can use that small table and chair in the corner to fill in the mailing labels. You need to complete those in pen, not pencil. And you are required to print using capital letters only.
Capital letters only. I got it.
I'll keep everything here at the counter for you until you finish and are ready to pay.
L12. What is inside the package? L13. Why does the customer pay an extra fee? L14. What will the customer do now?
Part 3。これから短い会話文が流れます。それぞれの会話文について英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も1回しか流れません。よく注意して聞いてください。Part 3は L15 から L23 までです。では始めます。
L15.
Hi, I'd like to find out if my suit is ready to be picked up. You said it would be ready on Tuesday afternoon. My name is Masaya Suzuki.
I'm sorry, but it hasn't arrived yet. Could you come to pick it up after Wednesday? It had a stain on the jacket sleeve, so we need to work longer on that.
All right, I'll drop by on Thursday.
Where is this conversation taking place? L16.
Look at this huge pile of job applications. More than 50 people have applied for the teaching position. Can you believe it?
Wow, we have to check these job applications by Wednesday. We have to make sure the applicants have teaching experience.
Yes, first we will need to reject those who don't. After that, we will have to interview the remaining applicants.
What will the two speakers have to do by Wednesday? L17.
Gary, did you watch the documentary on Channel 5 last night? Evolution of Life on Earth. Professor Suzuki told us to watch it, remember? We're going to discuss it next class.
Oh, I forgot. I was playing video games with my brother. Darn it. I even forgot to record the program. How was it?
Actually, it was pretty interesting.
What happened last night? L18.
I'm tired of this wet and foggy weather. It's been raining since Monday. I don't want to cancel our mountain climbing plans this weekend.
Haven't you checked the weather forecast? It'll be sunny on Sunday, so it should be fine.
I'm glad to hear that. I hope the mountain trails will be dry by then.
What will the weather be like on the weekend? L19.
I'm wondering if these sweaters are still 20% off.
I'm afraid our summer sale ended 2 days ago. Why don't you sign up for our membership card? That way, you will be notified of sales by email. In addition, you will receive a 20% discount e-coupon every time you make a purchase.
Oh, you'll email me information about special offers? And all you want me to do is to complete this application form with my name and email address? That's great.
To get information on sales, what does the woman need to do first? L20.
Hi, Masashi. This is Sarah. Yuka and I decided to attend Professor Yamada's special seminar on Shakespeare this Friday. We thought you might be interested in joining us.
I wish I could, but I'll be busy all day this Friday. My parents are visiting me tomorrow, and I'll have to show them around in Otaru on Friday. It'll be their first visit to Hokkaido.
It's a pity that you'll miss this great opportunity, but have a great time with your parents.
What is the man going to do on Friday? L21.
Hello, this is Lynn Johnson. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Jackson. Would he be available to see me around 10 a.m. this Wednesday?
I'm sorry, he won't be in all morning, but he'll have time to see you after lunch at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Is that all right?
I'd prefer the morning because I have a meeting at 3, but I don't have any other choice, so I'll be there at 2 p.m.
At what time did the woman originally want to see Dr. Jackson on Wednesday? L22.
Did you know our math teacher quit last week? I went to his office this morning and found a notice on the door.
Really? I honestly can't think of any reason why he would leave so suddenly. Was he sick or something?
I don't know, but I remember he looked a bit tired after class last Friday. I hope he's okay. Oh, we'd better run to chemistry class or we'll be late.
Where, most likely, are the speakers? L23.
Don't you think it would be much more convenient if you bought a smartphone? You have been using your old cell phone for almost 5 years.
It is old, but that's okay with me. I don't have any problems using it. Actually, I've been saving money to buy a new desktop computer. I'm going to buy one this winter.
Wow, good for you. You'll need that computer when it's time to write your senior paper.
Why does the man keep using his old cell phone?
これでリスニング試験を終了します。次のページを開いて筆記試験の回答を始めてください。なお、問題紙に書かれているページ数を見て、問題紙に乱調および落調がないことを確認してから始めてください。